This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We have a speaker and a shooter, sadly. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. And it is with a heavy heart that I bring this news. If you haven't heard, mass shooting in Maine, 22 people are dead. What a scene it is. Just a terrible, terrible slaughter at a bowling alley. Plus, there were dozens of people that were injured. Army reservist Robert Card identified in Lewiston as the shooter. They got him on camera just opening fire. He was a firearms instructor. He has been named as the person of interest. His empty car was found. They've got photos of him entering spare time bowling alley, rather, at 7:15 East Coast time. They were also called to a bar and a Walmart distribution center, too, as well. So there's a massive manhunt underway for this Army Reserve's firearms instructor who was sectioned this summer for mental health reasons, and he is the suspect in this shooting, shocking people as he drove up, had an AR-15 style rifle with laser optics, burst into the bowling alley, and then you know the rest, you can imagine, began to rampage. And it shocked everyone, caught them off guard, blindsided, and no way to defend. And it has been confirmed, absolutely, 22 people dead, but almost 60 people injured. Maine hospitals say they're declaring a mass casualty event, and they're talking about the death toll, which may go up even higher. It is so, so sad. Three locations, the bar and the grill that he went to, the Walmart distribution center, although that shooting wasn't on the site itself, and then the bowling alley, too, as well. What's really scary is there was a children's bowling party that was taking place at the time. There were a large number of children, luckily, in the chaos that had gotten out. They were pouring out of the bowling alley, because you can just imagine what that would be like. So it's all about finding him. His face is clearly visible, and there's photos of him everywhere being circulated all over the place. The three places that he went, the directions, were 4 miles in total apart. And it started at the bowling alley at about 7:15, and then, of course, there was the call about the bar and grill. So he got in the car, did the damage, got in the car, moved on again. That's what he did. And then they found the abandoned car about 7 miles from Lewiston where he had opened fire. And, boy, the police were just in different directions trying to find him and scouring the areas, but have not been able to get him yet at this point. Footage shared on social media showed police racing to the scene. And this is about 35 miles, to give you an idea if you don't know Maine, north of Portland, Maine, and 35 miles south of the capital, which is Augusta, to give you a sense of where we're talking about. And this is an area where there's a big private liberal arts college that was on lockdown. There were dozens of students sheltering on the top floor of the college library, crouched down among the books. You could see videos of people just running from the bowling alley, running for their lives. The children, thank goodness, I mentioned that, getting out and scurrying, flying out of the door of the bowling alley. So throughout the show, we'll keep you updated on whether or not there's more sightings of him or they're able to get him, but there are a lot of law enforcement all over this right now trying to find him. I cannot believe it, but it is true. There is a new Speaker of the House voted in voted in, elected speaker. And what do we know about Mike Johnson, the congressman from Louisiana? He actually secured the gavel without losing any Republican votes. The final tally was 220 votes for Johnson and 209 for the House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. He is definitely a Trump ally. He is somebody who sent an email from a personal account in 2020 to every House Republican soliciting signatures for an amicus brief in the long shot Texas lawsuit trying to invalidate electoral college votes from multiple states. And he failed. He was a key figure, though, but he failed in the efforts to overturn the 2020 election. But he was absolutely a face of that and in a group that wanted to see that happen. And now that we've got these issues that can finally be addressed. Crazy that we have such a great country with nobody holding the gavel for 20 plus days over 3 weeks. But that's history. Now it's about government funding, because that's going to expire November 17th. And we flipped the calendar, shockingly, into November coming up next week. And before you know it, boom, the 17th will be here. What is it? They say time waits for no man or no Speaker of the House. You don't have to wait anymore. So the Republican-controlled House will have to work, I suppose, with the Democratic-led Senate to avert that shutdown, and also considering aid to Ukraine and Israel. That's super, super high on the list of what can possibly happen in these next few weeks. And you wonder, how did this happen? Just had a lot of unanimous support immediately behind the scenes, etc. So he was voted in as the new Speaker of the House. And things move forward. What will that look like? We don't know. We just know that boom, boom, it happened. And I know that there was, his name was mentioned before, but the support really, really, really bubbled up all of a sudden, because he started to have so many failures of those that just couldn't get the votes after the McCarthy boot. And he fit the bill for getting enough of the votes that he needed immediately to not have another vote, another vote, another vote, another vote. So it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing, I do, because we have to have a Speaker of the House. Let it unfold. Let's see how he deals with the push-pull that you have to deal with when you're in that position, because that's what it is. It's navigating, which can be tricky even when you think you have it down. I mean, this is, you know, he definitely has his beliefs, and he definitely has the backing of some of the Republicans, but hey, he got a big chunk of the Republicans. He got the numbers he needed. And now it's about moving forward and grabbing the leadership aspect of being a House Speaker and being able to figure out how you can get through these really rocky next couple of weeks and then into the tail end of the year before you set the stage for 2024, which a lot of things are happening in 2024. So once again, a manhunt underway for the person of interest in the mass casualty shooting in Maine. That's what it's being called. So far, nothing related to this firearms instructor who's named a person of interest. Nothing meaning, boom, we're getting close, we're getting close, we're getting close. Hurricane or not, next.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
He said, hi there, ain't I lucky? Pleased to meet you, call me Chucky. I'll always be your very best. You know, pals are hard to come by, but you'll find that I'm a good guy. We'll stick with you until the very end.
Coming up in our next segment, your thoughts on everything from Ford and the UAW reaching a tentative agreement. Wow, because it's been 6 weeks since that strike happened, and we're talking about cars, not just Ford. We know others are in the middle of this too as well, but Ford and the union with an agreement, it looks like, after so many others went on strike just a couple of days ago. Arlington, Texas, outside, a town outside of Dallas, Texas, boom, 5,000 said, forget it, I'm striking. And maybe that was the cow tipping point, right? Okay, something's going to happen now. And something is happening. I got the deets on that. Acapulco, have you ever been there? Well, now it looks like a war zone. Cat 5, Hurricane Otis roared through. It is that nightmare scenario that we've described and that I've sort of experienced around me a couple of times. When I say sort of, not my house, but just down the street, some of the things that happened in the last hurricane. But here in Acapulco, it truly was awful because you have warm ocean water near the coast. You have a storm that intensifies, and then you have landfall. There's the land, and there's everything coming right into it. And so people didn't have time to do much. It just strengthened from what was a tropical storm to an extremely dangerous Cat 5 in just 12 hours. This is the danger, my friends, of hurricanes, which we know. It's that weird tease where you're watching it. Where's the cone of uncertainty going to be? And then what's it going to turn into? And especially those warm waters, that's where you're really, really stuck. So it slammed ashore as the strongest storm on record to hit that area and the Pacific coast of Mexico. It's like a burst of power and bore down on that tourist area heavily. Tourist area, very popular again, and it is also home to about 800,000 people, so they were on full tilt. It is the nightmare that you don't want to see happen, and we're talking at about 1220-ish, it hits. So now you got 165-mile-an-hour winds. It's 1225 in the morning, and what are you doing? Where are you hiding to get away from this awful, awful wind? So Mexico's president, Obrador, said that his government had no reports of casualties. How about that? I tell you, Cat 5, say it's hitting resort town. Imagine the exposure to the amount of people that could be in areas that would be vulnerable. You got power lines down, you have things ripped to shreds, but you don't have any deaths reported. Miraculous. I mean, the roads might be blocked by the landslides. There might be material damage all over the place. So they got to assess all of that, clear all of that out. But they don't have any communications right now. There are people that have been doing some preventative work for a tropical storm, and then they get hit by the hurricane, and they're further out. So I looked at video and some photos of it, and all I can describe to you is you would be so grateful that you were alive if you just you were in a better place when it roared through. But it unfolded so quickly. That's what happens to get a Cat 5, those conditions I described at the very, very top of this. And that is the worst case scenario when you have a storm rapidly intensifying close to landfall. And then you got to make these adjustments to the forecast. But the reality is most people didn't plan for that. They went to bed. They're not planning for it. Okay, well, it's going to be Cat 1. Cat 1, Cat 5, big difference. 160-mile-an-hour winds. Oh, Otis. Otis, Otis, shame on you. Hit and land the way that you did. And they say, too, that this intensification was among the fastest that they've seen in such a short period, in a 12-hour period. All right, there's nothing fast about this, but it is a very big deal that the United Auto Workers, and I said Ford, are on that verge of wrapping it up, because do the math, that's like 41 days, and it's the largest, Ford is the largest employer, and we're talking about 16,000 strikers out. I mean, that's a lot, that's a big chunk of their workforce. So the agreement is they would pay workers at least 25% more between now and 2028. So that's good. That's pretty dramatic, pretty high. There were other things that they wanted to happen too when it came to on your feet, how many hours, the turnaround times. That's always a big, big deal. Cost of living, though, is always number one. The adjustment, the guarantees, the pay increases. And the fact that they'll see 30% or more during the life of the contract is significant for those Ford workers. I mean, those striking union members were at three assembly plants, including the largest one, the Kentucky, everybody knows about this one, the Kentucky truck plant in Louisville. So no worries there. Now, remember, there are two other companies that are feeling the pinch of missing workers. And what are we talking about? Think of GM and think of Stellantis, too. So that's another block of people in the auto industry who find themselves hearing about things that are starting to happen with negotiations, but the Stellantis and the GM people are probably feeling the pressure to wrap it up, get back to the table, do what the Ford people have done, but they haven't done that so far. I mean, the big three companies are the innovation leaders, and they have to have the auto workers. I mean, that's the backbone, period, of the company. They have to have the auto workers. Otherwise, it's delay. Did I say delay? Delay. And on the other end, when it's pretty tight with cars and trucks, although trucks, I would bet, would go faster, you just look, circle around a couple blocks and look at the car dealerships where you are, and you'll find that there are a lot of cars on the lot. So does it mean people are trying to save more? Does it mean that the new cars that are being produced are able to hold off on them? It could be a combination of a couple of different things. Because some of you talked about this in some emails that you sent me. Senator Tim Scott called for the deportation of foreign students supporting Hamas. His take, they're encouraging Jewish genocide as Israel is waging war against Hamas after their surprise blindsided attack. The Republican South Carolina senator was on Neil Cavuto's show, I happened to catch it, and he said, look, students on campuses that are actually encouraging Jewish genocide, who are advocating for murder and supporting terrorism, those students should be expelled from the campus and should have the visas taken, deported from the country. Because he makes the point. And of course, anytime you encourage genocide, the elimination of an entire race of people, anytime you support, even if you don't think, well, no, that's not the intent, support terrorism in some way, then you're adding to the problem. So, you know, you're adding to the problem, period. And is there going to be a crackdown on, you know, what? Where would the crackdown be? Where would the crackdown be with students walking out, demanding that Israel cease fire? There's such heavy pressure in that direction. So now you have the call for deporting all foreign nationals, not just students who have expressed support for Hamas and other terror groups. And, of course, there's a U.S. immigration law, which says that foreigners ineligible for entry into the U.S. if they endorse a terrorist activity or persuade others to do so, they get the boot. They are out. And think about it. 1,400 Israelis were killed in that Hamas attack. 4,300 have died in Gaza. Yikes. Headed to the mailroom for your thoughts in the mailbag.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. During a joint press conference with the Australian Prime Minister, President Biden addressed the election of Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House. When asked if he was concerned about Johnson attempting to overturn the 2024 election results if Biden were reelected, he said,
I was not worried that the last guy would be able to overturn the election. They had about 60 lawsuits and all the way to the Supreme Court, and every time they lost.
Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota has introduced a bill aimed at combating hazing. The Stop Campus Hazing Act, presented by the Democratic lawmaker in collaboration with Republican Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana, mandates that colleges and universities report on-campus hazing incidents. After 4 decades of ownership, Gregory's Restaurant and Bar in the Jersey Shores relinquished its claim on the Taco Tuesday trademark, paving the way for any restaurant to use it. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Ah, yes, we are deep in the mailbag. Lots of mail to get to. I'm going to try to really rip through it and get so many of them in. Like this one from Kevin, who says, obviously he sent this pretty late. Kate, sorry about your Phillies, but how about those Diamondbacks? I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and I was kind of in that mid portion time where I got to see Randy Johnson pitch. It was pretty exciting time if you look at Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson and the way they played, and now here's this team again. I don't think it's going to be easy going up against the Texas Rangers, but I do believe there's some momentum. It's probably going to be a very good series, maybe 7. I like the Diamondbacks in this one. How about you? Oh, handicapping. I mean, just getting over the Phillies losing and handicapping Arizona matching up with the Texas Rangers. I'll tell you one thing. What was so impressive was the bullpen. I mean, what was really impressive was the bullpen, right? And perhaps, I think in this case, actually matching bullpens up, I think Arizona has a stronger bullpen, and that can make a difference in some of these really super close games. So they just might pull it out, but I have to handicap it more. I'm still getting over what just happened. And so I can give you a much, much better answer than that. All right, let's move to another one. Let's see. We got Nicole, who is listening to us on 990 AM WGSO in New Orleans. Kate, I heard you talk about the wreck that was on 55, and boy, that is a really tough area and 63 people were injured. And those cars, you're right, for anybody who wants to see how bad it is when you've got serious fog that you're dealing with and you have wildfire coming from a different direction, the fog from that, and then just fog from the conditions, it's just a place you don't want to be. And I'm not surprised that people were killed and how many people were injured. It's really very, very sad. And it started to just climb during the day, and hearing the updates and hearing what happened with the tanker truck and the hazardous material and what happened there was very depressing, I have to say. And of course, you're going to have to take a look at that bridge because you got debris and chemicals and, you know, whatnot. But just that chain collision, it's probably one of the worst that I've ever seen. And there is something to be said about watching visibility. And I don't know, you said it. What do you do when you're in some kind of weird thing called a super fog? Just my thoughts. I agree. I mean, look, low visibility, but you're in the middle of it. It's easy to say, well, maybe I shouldn't have gone on 55. Well, did you know you were going to hit superfog? No. Anytime I've been in a situation not like that, not even as bad as that, I've been in near zero visibility, and it's frightening, right? It's white-knuckling it, and there's no place to pull over, especially on a bridge. You just know you're on a bridge. That happened to me in Maui, and oh, I knew there was water on both sides, and I thought, boy, if we go over, we go over. I'm just crawling, and I could see nothing. And there was, it's easy to say, pull over. There's no pulling over. So in this case, people couldn't see. And then you've got this major vehicle fire, and that visibility, that dense mixture, just terrible, just absolutely tragic for those families. The combination of the wildfire smoke, like I said, the dense fog, so, so dangerous. And they just tell you just to exercise extreme caution when traveling. But as I mentioned, you're on the road, you're already there doing your thing. You're not knowing the conditions. If it's later in the day, maybe you would, but especially that early morning, those early morning hours, I think this would be pretty tough to have avoided that, right? And so people had to go around 55. I mean, it was just closed in both directions on Tuesday. And I looked at the cleanup of that. Oh, being a first responder there would have been just depressing, miserable. Someone has to do it, but just a really, really sad. So we move from that unbelievable wreck, which, of course, they're investigating that, but it's really absolutely has to do with that lack of visibility, to this one from Mac. Boy, Kate, listening to the hostages in the translation, the daughter translating what happened with her mother, it just is so creepy. I mean, hitting her with a stick, this old woman, putting her over the back of a motorcycle, the conditions that they were in, getting released must have been the biggest relief that she could have ever imagined. And the sad part about this woman, the one woman, is that I believe, Kate, that she was trying to help Palestinian people. So here you have an Israeli woman who is all about giving and helping, and she was helping the people that were on the Gaza Strip that were Palestinian people. And then this is what happens to her. I can't imagine the relief, though, that her family must have felt. Yeah, that's kind of an understatement, right? The relief that they felt would be so magnified. You have to be scared out of your mind when your mother is kidnapped by Hamas and you see them on the back of motorcycles and everything else. So looking at Mrs. Lifshitz and seeing her describe her experiences being held hostage by Hamas, and especially knowing what her background was, I mean, just absolutely despicable, horrific, no adjectives that can really describe what Hamas has done to these people, the dignity, the vulnerability, and the blindsidedness of what led to that. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. And of course, the Palestinian people are stuck because they're the human shields for Hamas. I mean, Hamas are terrorists. That's it. They're not the ruling party, the helping party, the giving party, the diplomats in this situation in the Gaza Strip. No, they're the peddlers of terrorism and of evil and hate. Bobby says, Kate, I can't imagine what's going to happen in this next election. I sort of am pushing it out of the back of my mind, but I see the polls and I look at what currently is happening in this country and so much frustration. And I have to think that we're seeing this sort of second time around duel between Biden and Trump and wishing that there were other options, just different options, something new or fresh or different or younger leadership. I don't know. I just feel like we go backwards and it doesn't make sense to me. I think you said it on one of your shows, talking about some of the brilliant people you knew that imagine if they were in politics, but you couldn't imagine it because why would they ever want to go through what you have to go through when you're a politician? Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Politics, modern politics, are so different from 4 decades ago, 3 decades ago even. The amount of money you have to raise, the PACs, the system, the lashing that you take, and granted, if you want to be a politician, hey, that's fair game. But you have to be able to take the scrutiny of what you get dished out, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whoever you are, and you have to be able to weather that and know how to deal with it diplomatically, let's say. And how do you get your ideas through, and what are your ideas, and what is new and different, or what is something that you're adding to what's already currently in play, but it's a little tweak and it makes it that much better. And you're one branch of power, but the biggest, you know, the most powerful person in the country, some would say on the face of the earth. So when you think about that, power is like an aphrodisiac, but it has to be used wisely. And we're in tough times where people aren't making ends meet. You have employees who have frustrated with their employers. You have inflation. The houses are unaffordable in so many cases because of, if you have to get a mortgage for so many people, the high rate of, you know, 8%. And as much as I can give you every silver lining in the book, we know when we see there's like 5,000 people today that worked at the Ford plant in Arlington, Texas, and they walked out. I mean, they, you know, they're on strike because they're fed up with the hours, with the wages, with so much of what's happening, and the disparity between the lot on the floor and those in the executive suite. So something somewhere has to give in the middle of this, right? By the way, because there's always these polls, in this Siena poll, the latest one, Siena College, President Biden leads former President Donald Trump, the likely Republican presidential nominee, in Trump's home state of New York, despite holding some of the lowest approval ratings of his term. So it's still close, right? We're talking 50-45. And head-to-head, though, a little bit different. Biden leads Trump 46-37, a little bit of a decline from last month when he led 52%, though, for what you believe in any of these polls that come out. Coming up next, I can't even believe we're here already, the tail end of this hour, we got Nail the Score.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Last segment for this hour, one of my favorite things we do, UBI's ubiquitous bits of information. Jeremy Paulson, our Cracker Jack technical maestro, joins us for that. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm going to play something and you tell me what I chose for my UBI's.
All right. Halloween movies.
No, just Halloween in general.
Just Halloween in general. I like it. Okay, that's not good. Halloween. That was good. I like it.
So do I start?
Do I start? Did I mess you up? No. You know what? I'm trying to think. Where was that song from, the Halloween song?
Number Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Okay,
there's a tip for decorating. For Halloween, you set up night before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And then when Christmas comes around, you just got to get, like, Christmas hats, a couple of lights, and then just carry it right through. It's much less work.
I bet people in my neighborhood will do that. I love it. Because my neighborhood really does it up for Halloween. All right, so let's hear what you got.
Well, how much do you think people spend last year on Halloween?
Oh, $60 million.
$8.8 billion.
Oh my gosh, $8.8 billion.
Yep.
Candy, costumes,
decorations, costumes, board games. Yeah.
Wow.
Lots of money being made for Halloween.
That is, yeah, that's going all in.
Right. Do you know what mumming is?
Mumming. No, tell me mumming.
Well, I guess in early Halloween in Europe, of course, candy goers would wear costumes and they would have to dance, sing, or do plays to get the gifts. And they called it mumming.
Oh, I learned something new.
So no more
dance
trick or treat.
Sing.
You got to dance to get candy from my place.
I dance. Can I moonwalk and get a full size candy bar?
Exactly. Right. You got to work for the candy this year.
When I get, I love it when the little kids come. They just put their paws in the, because I have a big dish, and it's like, is there going to be any more candy for anyone else that comes by? They just snap it up. It's like, I love it. Just dish it in. It's perfect. All right, so what else you got for us?
In 1978, the Halloween film.
Yeah.
Do you know how they made the Michael Myers mask?
I don't, actually. How did they make it?
Well, the film was super broke. They didn't have any money to make it.
I knew that.
So
yeah.
They took a $2 Captain James Tiberius Kirk mask. A rubber mask, they reshaped the eyes and painted it white. So that is James T. Kirk mask. That's
brilliant.
That's the original Halloween mask.
I love it. I knew they had a really super low budget. They got Jamie Lee Curtis to be in it, and that, she says that was a huge break for her because it was such a well-received movie. So many people went to see it.
Yeah. $2 rubber mask. You know?
That's now great. That's a great infamous prop. Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
Next is Halloween is super old. Do you know how old it is?
I'm going to say, I like super old, 1500s.
Well, I guess it is 2,000 years old. It was traced back to the Celts and their festival of Samhain. I probably said
yeah.
that weird, but...
Yeah.
And that means
Samhain,
the very first
yeah.
costumes were dead animals, just so you know.
Yes. In Ireland, they always claim they invented Halloween.
Yep, in
yeah.
Ireland, yep.
Wow. So interesting.
And then my very last one, pretty simple. What famous magician died on Halloween?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to think of this one. Magician. Famous magician... No. Oh, gosh, what's his name?
Harry Houdini.
I was just going to say. I couldn't think of his name.
And he died
yes.
October 31st, 1926.
Wow. Houdini.
Yep.
Who done it? Houdini.
He gave a code to his wife that if they did, like, seances, his ghost would say that code to her.
Uh-huh.
So she would know it was him.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Wonder if that ever happened.
<I don't know. laughs>
That's pretty good. I like that. They were good. They were good facts. The Michael Myers
Ooh.
Mask. There's tons of Michael Myers in my neighborhood. People got the life-size Michael Myers, and they
you
have a place
the
in the
TikTok
art.
Stuff of them like going to grocery stores and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's freaky. And that Halloween franchise is so popular. I mean, how many Halloween movies have they made? And Jamie Lee Curtis has been in the last couple Halloween
yeah.
movies that they've made. It was so well received, and it's funny that they barely could make that movie. It just goes to show you, if you have the idea, you just follow through.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I try.
Yeah, that was good. Excellent, excellent. So, this is nothing to do with Halloween, but concerts, because I went to a concert over the weekend, and I was really psyched about going to see live music, and it made me think about concerts, and this was a really nice, brand-new venue that was small and intimate, where it was like 7,000 is the most they can have there. But when you think of big-time concerts, the biggest concert ever was in 2017. Do you know who it was?
2017.
Uh-huh.
Metallica.
It's good that you threw out a guess. There's no way you would get this. It was Vasco. Italian singer Vasco Rossi performed at the Modena Park in July of 2017, they had 220,000 people.
I don't even know who that is.
I know. I had to look it up, too. I was like, whoa. I had no idea. I had no idea who Vasco Rossi was. So I really challenge everyone to look up Vasco Rossi. Some people say the most attended concerts, though, of all time, some of the records, and that number is the biggest, but were held by the Grateful Dead. They had a gig at the Raceway Park in New Jersey in 1977 in September, and the concert was 107,000 people. And in the United States, that's the largest ticketed concert ever.
Wow.
Can you imagine, though, fighting your way through 107,000 people?
Yeah.
I can't either.
Especially for someone I don't know.
Vasco Rossi, I want to be in Italy for that concert. Yeah, crazy. All right, so Vasco Rossi, just so you know, because now everybody's going to want to know who it is an Italian singer, songwriter, and poet. He has 30 albums, and he's written 250 songs, and he's very, very popular. Very popular singer. And you can hear his stuff if you... he has, like, crossover kind of music.
He does, like, opera?
No, he does just, you know, all kinds of pop music. He's a regular singer, I'll call him. He's a regular singer, I'll call him, if that makes sense. I mean, he's definitely not an opera singer. He does cover tunes. He does rock. He does that kind of stuff. He was a DJ at a radio station, and then his career took off from there. That's pretty good. All right, some other big concerts, just for fun, the 10 biggest concerts ever. You have Rod Stewart's Copacabana New Year's Eve concert.
I could see
three,
that.
Yeah, I can too. 3.54 million. He's touring again too. You also have the Monsters of Rock Moscow concert, 1.6 million. That's a lot of people at a concert. Oh, boy, that's a lot of people at a concert. The Copacabana Beach one for Rod Stewart would have been fun to be at. That was in 1994, carried over to 95 because it was New Year's Eve. And that was in Rio de Janeiro.
And it was concerts like that scare me, so bad.
They can. It went to the Guinness Book of World Records for the biggest concert, and it was a free concert too. Free. Can you imagine?
Would you go?
I like Rod Stewart. No, I wouldn't. I'd be afraid I'd get trampled. Who knows? And, you know, there's something about this Copacabana Beach, and these rockers like to play it, because the Rolling Stones drew 1.5 million when they did it in 2006. And their event was a Bigger Bang World Tour concert, so they really hauled them in for sure. All right, on that note, that's it for UBIs. Be safe, be sane, and for goodness sake, my friends, please be happy. Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter @Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.